you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Happening! Forward! March!
On today's program, we'll explore career opportunities in the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, was formed prior to Jamaica gaining independence from Britain. Its main purpose, to protect the Rock. However, many Jamaicans are still unsure about the roles and functions of the members of the JDF, other than to patrol the streets with guns. Think about it. The first picture of a soldier is a person dressed in camouflage, protective helmet, and gun ready for battle. But the JDF is so much more. It provides a myriad of career opportunities for young Jamaicans.
It's one of those lesser known points about the force. In fact, almost every single profession you can think of outside of the military exists within the military. In other words, we need to be self-sufficient to the point where we are the last line of defense for the country. And if the country was to come to a screeching halt, the JDF must be able to operate. That means we will have our own cooks, our own transportation persons, our own logistics personnel, our own pilots, our own sailors. So there's a wide array of career options for persons within the JDF. It's not just the infantryman that most people associate with the force. There are wider career options than your basic profile of what a soldier looks like.
JDF Civil Military Corporation Officer Major Basil Jarrett. Now, if you're thinking about joining the Army, physical strength and an athletic build are important, but they are not the only requirements.
The military is a thinking man's game, and so there's a minimum academic standard that all recruits must pass. And we find that a lot of our recruits, especially the boys, are failing in the math portion of the academic test. Yes, it's good to be able to run and lift and be fit. But you also need to be able to operate at a fairly reasonable standard in mathematics.
The process for enlisting has now changed. In the past, once you meet the requirements, you were signed on for an initial six-year period as regular force soldiers.
They will now mandatorily go through the National Service Enlistment Program, which is a one-year training program touching on a wide area of skills. Once that person has completed the National Service Enlistment training period, he or she would then move on to join the JDF, if he or she so chooses, or some other arm of the government, such as the police or correctional services, the fire brigade, etc. And there is also the route for persons who want to go to the public sector. Having the NSC experience under their belt, we believe that they will be much more marketable and much more employable and much more attractive for employers out there.
If you have a first degree, you're automatically a candidate for the Officer Selection Board.
Officers are sort of like the middle managers in the JDF. They are the ones responsible for leading troops. So the requirements for the officer corps are a little bit more stringent. Yes, a first degree would be ideal, but we do accept persons who have CAPE passes, various subjects. Once that person is interested in joining the JDF as an officer, they can write to us. We would consider their application, bring them in for an interview, take them on what we call a selection board, which is essentially a series of tests designed to determine how suitable you might be for a career in the military as an officer. And then that person will be sent overseas to complete his or her training.
JDF Civil Military Corporation Officer Major Basil Jarrett. For more information about joining the Jamaica Defense Force, visit jdfmil.org. or their Facebook page. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.